Get in early. The big money in crypto is made by buying blue chip altcoins right when they launch. And today, we're showing you the next one.
This is a real company generating big revenue with global partners like Nestle. And today, they've just launched a token.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is your place for all things stocks and crypto. From beginner tips to expert picks. Use this as fuel for your investing journey, because when you're in the know, your money will grow.
This episode of the Bean Pod is sponsored by BitGet.
BitGet is the most user-friendly and secure crypto trading platform for both beginners and experienced traders.
BitGet is the best place to not only trade Bitcoin and Ethereum, but also all the small cap gems that we discuss every day.
With 24/7 customer support, leveraged trading, and a wide array of other advanced features, BitGet sets itself apart from every other centralized exchange.
Through Beanstalk's official partnership with BitGet, you'll receive 15% off all trading fees when you sign up using the referral link in the description.
All views expressed by speakers on the BeanPod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the BeanPod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is Shane, aka the Jolly Green Investor.
And this is Josh, the Nifty Investor.
Today, we're going to be showing you the best way to make big money in crypto. It's by buying tokens. I'm talking about blue chip altcoins right when they launch. That's why we say get in early. And we're going to be debuting a company today. This isn't just some new crypto startup. They've already built a massive global business with real revenue, huge partners such as Nestle, 65 plus thousand customers ready to use their product, and only now they've just today launched their new token.
These projects tend to do the best, and there's a whole slew of them available out there. When you look at the recipe for success, it is you already have the partnerships, you already have the product, you already have the relationships and have established a business model to generate revenue. And then you launch your token. That is what this project has done. They already have already set up the infrastructure. Everything's there. Now the token's coming out. This launched in 2017. It is another decentralized science project, but it's very unique and it is much different from any of the other ones that we've ever talked about. We'll get into the cutting edge technology that they have. But to your point, these guys have already have strategic partnerships with entities like the European Union, the King's College in London, Nestle, VeChain. You know, we're talking 65,000 plus customers worldwide already with 250 global partnerships. This is a project that is already generating millions of dollars in revenue, and now they're launching a token.
That's right. So the brand new, you know, we talk about DeSci a lot on this show, and you know, we got into AxesInDAO right at the start, did a 200x. We got into the Wellshare presale, did a 30x. We got into PoseidonDAO, thing absolutely ripped from the pre-sale prices. And this is the next huge addition to our DeSci portfolio. The name of the company is Mudo Health, and the ticker is DNA. Now, what separates Mudo from the rest of our DeSci portfolio is they're kind of working in a completely different area of decentralized science. So they're an industry leader in the epigenetics field. This is the study of how environmental and behavioral factors can impact genes. So this allows them to track your cells and your aging depending on how your genes are functioning, providing you with personalized, actionable steps to improve your health and well-being at the cellular level. And then when they add in the whole world of Web3 and blockchain and AI to manage your data for transparent products and services, this is where, with the integration of their new crypto coin and their ecosystem that they're building, we could see this become an absolute blue chip, not just in DeSci, but in all of crypto.
Yeah, what's really cool, like we mentioned AxesInDAO and how it did 200x from launch, is that it's collecting voice data. It's collecting, with their new ring that they have coming out, it's also collecting data from, you know, your heart rate and all these other things. And then we have Wellshare, which also did like a 30-40x. They're collecting data from apps and stuff that you're already using. With Mudo, it is your actual DNA. So simply put, you're providing your DNA via these epigenetic tests, you're sending it in. And then they do this DNA health profiling. So they give you hyper-realistic, real-time, AI-driven data to figure out what is the best way for you to go about living your lifestyle to ensure that you can maximize your life, mm-hmm. ensure that you live the longest, ensure that you live the healthiest. So you're going to receive these daily health recommendations tailored to your specific DNA. Mm-hmm. Like, this is unheard of.
Yeah. So as we already mentioned, they have 65,000 existing customers that they're going to be pushing their new crypto app to. They just had an investment from a United States-based partner who built a $7 billion a year healthcare business. So they're working with some of the industry giants, as you mentioned. They've worked with industry leaders like Nestle and Aon. They had their epigenetics science validated by King's College London and the National University of Singapore. This is crazy. And then when you talk about their partnerships, look who they just partnered with to do their supply chain transparency on the blockchain. VeChain. Who else does VeChain do supply chain transparency for? BMW, Walmart, PwC. VeChain is providing the transparency for some of the largest global corporations in the world, and now they're working with Mudo. So when you see a company like VeChain working with a small cap new launch like Mudo, this provides a ton of legitimacy to the business.
And then there's the DNA token that gets tied into all this. So this enables users to earn rewards by sharing their health data to ensure that they're getting hyper-personalized real-time data that changes how well you live. Mm-hmm. And basically, when you have all these people contributing their DNA, and then you have these 65,000 plus customers all being driven to utilize this DNA token, Mudo Health is going to end up sharing the revenue with the holders. So there's a staking mechanism as well where you can earn 10 to 20% on your DNA token. So it's really going to incentivize people to end up holding their DNA.
For sure. And the way that the platform is built and, you know, this existing business and the revenue model, all the stuff that they've built since 2017, I think it was, it's amazing because what they're doing is they're using AI to analyze, as you said, personalized healthcare. So you send in your epigenetics test, which can be, say, saliva or a blood test, and then they're going to build a personalized health profile of you. This is Mudo Health doing this. And then they're going to start to send you personalized supplements based on your exact genetic makeup. And then as it goes along and your epigenetics change and you keep sending your results back, they can continue to personalize the supplements that will improve your very quality of life, from your sleeping to your energy to your allergies to your nutrition. Everything is going to come by this Mudo AI health plan that they've been developing with those global partners that I just mentioned, you know, these crazy universities and these huge global partners. It's such an amazing business model. And I think, I mean, personally, I've been looking into all these supplements and nutrition. It really does change your life. Mm. And to see a company like Mudo Health that's been building this business from 2017, now launching a crypto token to build this whole ecosystem out, this is the perfect timing for this.
Yeah, look, so I'm taking fish oils every day. I'm taking protein supplements. I'm taking magnesium. I'm taking lion's mane. I'm taking everything under the sun. But how do I know how well it's actually affecting me? And maybe some of it is, and maybe some of it isn't. Mm-hmm. With these supplements, which is a $100 billion plus industry out there, the fact that they're going to be putting you on the subscription model, so you're getting renewed and having the supplements sent to your house on a consistent basis. Mm-hmm. And then you're going to be able to look down and be like, oh my God, this actually is improving me. Yep. Or this one's not working, so they're sending me this. Think about all the revenue that Mudo Health will be generating through the subscription of the supplements alone, let alone everything else they have going on.
And they're so hardworking. We already mentioned some of their partnerships that they've already had over the past few years and the one that they just recently announced with VeChain. But let's look through some of their newer partnerships, such as Flues. So this makes it a lot easier. It's a Telegram-based app that's going to allow people to purchase the DNA token easily through Telegram. So this is obviously, you know, if you want the token to go up, people have to buy the token. Mudo Health sees, look, well, what's one of the easiest ways? What's one of the areas where everyone is in crypto? That's through Telegram. So with Flues' Telegram-based app integration, it's going to make the purchase of the DNA Mudo token much easier. Then we have their partnership with ZBEC, which is real-time rewards and mainstream usability. This is going to allow people to spend their Mudo Hub rewards via debit cards or Apple and Google Pay. So it provides token utility with the DNA token, which is already ingrained in their actual ecosystem with the supplements and the AI healthcare plans. And now you can actually just spend it for buying stuff through Apple and Google Pay. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's sick. It gives DNA a lot of utility. Mm-hmm. And again, this is a company that has generated a lifetime revenue of $10 million with its data assets estimated to be over $100 million. And this is launching at what, like a $2 to $5 million market cap, something really, really tiny.
Yeah, small market cap.
On day of launch. And then they also have Mudo Health, they have Mudo Fitness, so that's going to be customized workouts and AI-generated recommendations, Mudo Nutrition. They got the subscriptions. They got the cosmetic side. Mm-hmm. I know they're going to be rolling out a wallet. I also saw something about it, their own layer one.
Yeah.
So there's just so many things to be had here for such a tiny market cap.
For sure. And a lot of people are going to be saying, look, you're sending like your blood test, your saliva test, all your medical data to this Mudo hub. Like what is their stance on privacy? Well, just like everything else in this amazing global business that Mudo has done, they've covered that. So they have a partnership with Secret Knowledge and Zero Knowledge Network to use ZK technology to make sure that all of your data is private, unhackable on the blockchain, and make sure that all your transactions are private. So you're just seeing like, you're not seeing the actual user data. You're seeing only what you need to do. So if you're wondering how they're protecting user data, they've got multiple partnerships in place to make sure that happens.
I like it. So they have the transparency of VeChain. They have the zero knowledge to protect your identity, your data, and all those things with Secret. They have the 65,000 plus customers already who are available. They have the partnerships with Nestle. They have the partnerships with the King's College for, you know, analyzing the data and all these things. They have multiple ways of generating revenue. Mm-hmm. They've been around since 2017. Small market cap.
Yeah.
In a hot DeSci sector at that.
Yeah, it's really interesting. The partnerships just keep rolling in. We've already heard some rumors that they might be working with Solidus AI Tech to get their AI data center power, because like, think about all the AI power that Mudo Health is going to be using. Well, they're already working with another crypto company we've covered to get their power from there. And you mentioned the Mudo Layer 1, right? They've built such an impressive business with so many facets of this AI health plan and supplements and all this kind of stuff. Mudo Health is planning on launching their own Layer 1. So not only is this a DeSci token at a very small market cap, which just launched today, but know that there are plans in place to make Mudo a layer one. What do you think is going to happen to the valuation of the DNA token, which just launched today at a small market cap, when this becomes a full-fledged DeSci layer one ecosystem?
Yeah, it's exciting because there's not many layer one DeSci projects out there at all, is there?
For sure.
And then you have the token again, 30% reinvestment revenue distribution. So all the transactions, you have 10% going to the Mudo Foundation itself. Then you have a 10% going to buybacks and burns. And then you have 10% going to the staking pool.
Yep.
So it's deflationary. They're sharing the revenue with you. And then they're also generating this entire ecosystem with the revenue that they're creating. Like it's impressive.
Yeah, the roadmap and catalyst for Mudo Health and the DNA token moving forward is pretty insane. I've heard rumors that they might actually be launching their layer one mainnet in Q1 of 2025. So that's coming up pretty quickly. The fact that they've built a business, they launched a token now, launching mainnet and layer one very soon. These guys are hitting they're ticking all the boxes. They're hitting all their roadmap goals. I think there's nothing that's stopping Mudo Health and the DNA token to becoming a blue chip in decentralized science and potentially in all of crypto.
Yep. Keep your eyes on DNA and tune into the next episode.
That one is going to be a banger.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.